A new drug trend report shows that 90% of patients surveyed agreed to take their medication as prescribed was important, but as few as half of them are actually doing it. Now, despite risking serious complications like blindness, kidney failure, heart attacks, even strokes, why are so many of us not following doctors' orders? Here's more with the report findings and the answers to the questions why we're doing this. On the other end of our line is heart and kidney specialist Dr. Stephen Miller. Dr. Miller, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Tell me a little bit about your background.
So I'm a transplant kidney doctor by training. I was in academics for most of my career and then recently joined a company called Express Scripts, which manages the pharmacy benefits for about 90 million Americans.
Well, the new drug trend report doesn't surprise me. If I just look at my family and friends, the instructions are printed right there, but I see people taking them early, taking them late, skipping a day. I'm as guilty as the next person. Why do we do that?
Well, it turns out what's really remarkable when we did this study is that two-thirds of the time, it's just a simple behavior problem. So it's really not a medical problem where you're feeling that the drug causes toxic side effects or an expense problem. It's just two-thirds of the time, most of us are doing certain behaviors that keep us from taking our medications correctly every day.
What are those certain behaviors?
Well, the number one most common is actually what you already mentioned, and that is we just forget. And so we can actually provide our patients just little timers that sit on the top of their pill bottles that go off to remind them, or we can even push it out through your smartphone. But just having these little simple devices that cost almost nothing help keep people more compliant.
Now, how in the world can we do this? How can I forget to take my allergy pill this morning when just last night I was getting on my sons about taking their allergy pills?
Well, you know, it turns out that for people, many of us, when we're in our routine, do just fine. So, if, for instance, during the week, when you're going to work at the same time every day, you may do very well taking your medications. But when you're on the weekends, sleeping in a little bit, all of a sudden your routine is thrown off and you start forgetting. And so that's why these simple little tools, like simple reminder alerts, or email, or text message alerts, really make a difference at almost no cost. And so when you look at your population in Michigan alone, we're wasting $9.6 billion on an annual basis because patients aren't taking their medications properly.
How do we get that price tag?
So what we do is we look at the cost of non-adherence, that is excessive hospitalizations, more morbidity, mortality, and using our data pool, we're able to calculate that for the country, we're wasting about $317 billion annually on non-adherence.
Are certain types of personalities more at risk than others when falling off their medication therapy?
Well, you know, our data shows some really interesting things, and there's both patient factors and there's even factors of who your prescriber is. So it turns out, for instance, that young people are much more likely to be non-adherent. We know that people that have young kids in the household actually are less adherent because they're so distracted chasing down the kids. But there's even a factor about which doctor prescribes it. So if you're a man and a woman prescribed the medication, you're less likely to take it.
Is there anything that can be done to help non-adherent patients?
Sure. So like we said, there are really big, when you think of the three big pools, there's behavioral issues. That makes up two-thirds of it. Those patients really benefit from a couple things. One is having these little reminders that help them on a daily basis. Two is if you move these patients into mail-order pharmacy, where the medications just keep showing up for you, then you never have refill problems or you never have problems where you procrastinate to renew your prescriptions. The second big issue is those patients that have cost issue. And so about 16% of the time, patients aren't taking their medication because they're afraid of the cost. For those patients, we can help move them to lower-cost generics or low-cost brands. And then the third category, which is about 15% of patients, they don't take it because of clinical reasons. They're afraid of the side effects. They don't believe it's doing what the drug needs to do. in those cases, we'll often have a pharmacist call out to those patients and really walk them through the health benefits of taking it and how to avoid the side effects.
We're talking with Dr. Stephen Miller about a new drug trend report that shows that 90% of all patients surveyed agreed taking their medications as prescribed was important, but as few as half are actually doing it. Dr. Miller, what surprised you most about this study?
I think the thing that really surprises us the most is that even when you have a critical-to-treat condition like cancer, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, even those patients are not adherent. So you'd think that a cancer patient whose life is on the line would be really diligent about taking their medications, but even they tend to forget at times or try to avoid the medications because of the side effects. And so by having them in the proper place, having them treated by a specialty pharmacy, giving them these devices, sending them the reminders, talking to them frequently, we can drive up adherence, and it truly saves lives and saves money.
Before I let you go, Dr. Miller, whenever we have physicians on the program, we ask them just to give us their take on the health care plan that currently the Supreme Court is trying to decide if it's legal or not. Do you have an opinion on it?
Well, my opinion is it doesn't matter what they decide. The horse is out of the barn. We're moving forward with health care reform. We have three big issues in this country: access, affordability, and quality. Those things need to be addressed, and they need to be addressed regardless of what the Supreme Court decides.
All right, Dr. Miller, if people want more information about this study, where can they go?
So they can come to expressscripts.com. We have a website in which the drug trend report is already posted, and they can look and see the details of it.
All right. We appreciate your time, Dr. Miller. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.